Trend number 6, machine learning and the future of artificial intelligence. Modern digital computers are merely super-fast calculators, executing sequential instructions based on principles laid out 60-plus years ago by geniuses like John von Neumann and Alan Turing. These machines can appear somewhat intelligent because they calculate so fast and operate within a narrowly prescribed application domain. But in reality, they merely respond as they've been instructed. They've transformed our lives because they are exceptionally productive at doing precisely those things at which the human brain is least effective. In the earliest days of computing, so-called analog computers played major roles in scientific and military computing. However, digital computing soon won out, due in large part to the phenomenal success of integrated circuits and the fact that they are perfectly suited for so many tasks. Yet, it remains largely beyond the capabilities of digital computers to use new information to improve their problem-solving capabilities or perform other higher intelligence tasks. Consequently, researchers have recently begun to explore the possibility that analog computers based on so-called neural networks will be able to mimic certain abilities of the human brain that current digital computers are unable to exhibit. Why? Because they recognize the human brain with its own incredibly complex biological neural network possesses such adaptive capabilities. Consider the facts. We humans learn, for example, that an object in the foreground that creates a large retinal image in the eye can actually be smaller than an object in the distance that projects a smaller image on the retina. It's also easy for a human to recognize a tiger running behind some bushes in a nature video, even when very few visual clues are provided. For the best digital image processors, this is a daunting task. Similarly, humans have the capability to distinguish between male and female faces, a task that proves very difficult for artificial vision systems. That's because our minds, unlike digital computers, are also able to perform data mining very efficiently. This enables us to pick out relevant data from an image and filter out the irrelevant. Again, no classical algorithm can perform this complicated task. In a related manner, our brains can work in different modes of operation, automatically switching between them. We can, for example, focus on crossing a busy street while ignoring the birds singing, even though our ears detect the sound wave, and while also ignoring the advertising message on a passing bus, even though the image appears on our retinas. And amazingly, we accomplish this without any energy or conscious effort. We select the desired sensitivity and level of attention based on the task that needs to be done. This type of adaptation and mode change has proven to be very difficult to design into an artificial system. However, humans don't achieve better performance in this kind of complicated computing because our brains work faster than conventional computers. In fact, our neurons are 5 to 6 orders of magnitude slower than a silicon logic gate. The big difference lies in the structure of our brains, which are made up of a highly parallel architecture of about 10 to the 11th neurons. Information is continuously being transferred, creating a dynamic system that lacks static memory, yet it remembers. And unlike the static architecture of today's digital computers, the architecture of the human brain adapts and changes as part of the learning experience. It is the replication of this adaptive structure in computers built around a neural network architecture that offers the promise of new levels of computing. This requires a departure from the established concepts of computing based on the theoretical work of mathematician Alan Turing during the 1930s. Since the early 90s, Professor Hava Siegelman of the University of Massachusetts Amherst has been working on moving Turing's ideas to the next logical level by using neural networks. This new paradigm is referred to as a super-Turing machine. Using an analogy to describe the difference between the concepts, Siegelman states, If a touring machine is like a train on a fixed track, a super touring machine is like an airplane. It can haul a heavy load, but also move in endless directions, and can vary its destination as needed. Siegelman also explains that much like the adapting human brain, a neural computer can change at each computational step in response to a stimulus. The computational model that Siegelman envisions includes a conventional collection of neurons plus loops. What's lacking is the familiar distinction of a memory region and a processing unit found in a conventional computer. Instead, memory and processing are strongly coupled. The whole structure acts as a complex dynamical system, where the connections and influences between neurons are represented by real numbers. As a result, the processing of information has more in common with physics than conventional computing, and this is why learning can occur. Considering this trend, we provide the following forecasts. First, a clear sign of advanced intelligence in analog computers will be their economy of effort. In addition to being flexible and adaptable, these machines will be economical in their effort. This is not meant in the sense of being cost-effective, but rather economical in the use of their resources, as is the human brain. When presented with a visual scene, they will focus on the key features, rather than sampling the whole scene in the way a camera would. This judicious use of effort will be the mark of high artificial intelligence. Second, powerful applications of super-Turing computers will enhance national security and counterterrorism efforts. The new machines will be able to analyze ambiguous data or recognize when something doesn't seem quite right in a crowded airport. Instead of merely crunching numbers, they will learn from experience and make increasingly better decisions. And third, future computers based on analog computing will interact in more human-like ways. Robots will gain the ability to navigate in very dynamic environments, which will enable them to lead the blind. Idiosyncratic speech will no longer be a challenge for computers as they learn to converse in a manner that sounds natural. In addition, their ability to recognize facial patterns and pick up on nonverbal cues will make their interactions increasingly more human.
Thank you for joining us this month to explore the latest trends and the ways in which they will impact your business, your career, and your life. All of us here at Trends invite you back next month when we will focus on more of the trends that are now emerging to shape your future.